sisters, some of these things are more obscure prophetically, and if you took simply that passage without any of the other story of Gideon and shared with you what I'm about to share with you, it would be a little, seem quite a bit out of context. But I hope you're seeing that up to this point, all the symbols, the prophetic information in the story of Gideon is saying Adventism, Adventism, Adventism at the end of the world. And there was a purpose for Gideon testing the Lord there in his own life, in his own experience, that is definitely conveyed in those verses. But we're looking at the prophetic information here. And Gideon, in his struggle to make sure that the Lord was leading, he enacted this twofold test with the Lord for himself, but he left in this test, unknowingly, an illustration of God's people. And many, almost every time when God's professed people are demonstrated, you'll see them demonstrated as two. And what I mean by that is you have Cain and Abel, true worship, false worship. You have the publican, the Pharisee. You have those that come to the wedding banquet wearing the wedding clothes. And you have the man that comes to the wedding wearing his own clothes. You have Laodiceans contrasted with Philadelphians. You have the wise virgins and the foolish virgins. And Sister White tells us that the parable of the 10 virgins illustrates the Advent experience. Gideon shows us a fleece being lambskin, Christ being the lamb. This lambskin prophetically can certainly be understood as the garments of Christ. We see here two groups of people symbolized. This is professed Adventism. They both profess to have the garments of Christ, the lambskin. And this is the very time period in the sequence of the story when the latter rain is going to be poured out. And this is the burden on Gideon's heart. How can I have confidence, Lord, that you're going to empower me to stand during this great test that is just ahead? And if you look in the spirit of prophecy, you'll find that the latter rain